Normally, entering an in-camera meeting is a quick process, but a new controversy from Harrison's counsel proved there's exceptions to every rule. The counselors entered into a heated 20-minute open meeting regarding two new business items from Cowan. Leo Facio, one of which alleges a social media policy breach against fellow counselor and political rival John Allen. It was placed on the agenda by a 3-2 vote, with Allen and Mayor Ed Wood opposed. Facio said that since the September 2023 by-election, Allen has allegedly been publishing a steady stream of accusations and defamatory comments against village staff and council. Related. Harrison's contentious council navigates long agenda. I find Cowan. Allen's comments on Facebook are bringing harm to the village and have brought derogatory comments against not just councillors but the public and staff, Facio said. I find that very disturbing, and it doesn't help the village one little bit that this is ongoing. Wood ruled the motion out of order due to Facio beginning debate before the resolution was up for discussion. He further called the complaint meritless and vexatious. If you have a conflict with a councillor, then it comes to the mayor, Wood said. I asked you for specifics, and you've supplied absolutely no specifics. I asked you if you had any written complaint, and you did not have written complaint. Wood, Facio and Cowan. Allen Jackson got into a brief shouting match. You get your correct facts out to the public. Facio shouted as Wood attempted to bring the meeting back to order. Where's the fairness here? Council has voted on this. Allen called the resolution being brought up in such a manner reprehensible. This is exactly the kind of ambush resolution that I was trying to warn the council about, Allen said. It is totally unfair to come to a meeting and to be ambushed by a surprise, hostile resolution such as this. If councillors Facio, Michi, Vidal and Jackson have accusations to make against me, there is a proper process for doing that. In BC, council meetings are typically closed to discuss legal matters, land deals and personnel issues. Facio also called for a resolution from council to move in-camera meetings from Memorial Hall, 290 Esplanade Avenue, back to the village offices at 495 Hot Springs Road. This was also brought up for discussion by a 3-2 vote, Allen and Wood opposed. He said the extra work it takes to set up the hall was unnecessary when in-camera sessions have taken place at the village hall since at least the 1980s with little or no issue. Related. Are you afraid of us? Harrison Council lambasted for intent to move meetings back to smaller venue. Wood ruled this out of order. Facio's motion applied to closed meetings only. In the recent past, there has been debate and discussion among elected officials and residents whether or not to move all council meetings back to the village office. Last March, council voted 4-1, Wood opposed, to move meetings back to the village office as that was apparently the intent all along when COVID-19 began to subside. Since the 2022 election, there's been a surge of interest in attending public meetings, which prompted residents and elected officials to argue against moving the meetings back to the original, much smaller council chambers. As of press time, there has been no publicly released plan or timeline for moving the meetings back to the village office on a permanent basis. After 22 minutes, the council adjourned to the closed meeting by a 4-1 vote, Wood opposed.